You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
As you can see in the description box, this video is going to be about the jobs report and the stock market. We're going to talk about what is the jobs report, who releases the job report, what does it have to do with the stock market, why does the stock market react, all of the great stuff. So y'all keep it locked right here. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, this is the Prince of Investing, Prince Dykes, coming all the way live from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button, thumbs up button, heart button, whatever y'all may be catching this across the globe, across the world. But as always, don't forget to check that description box and check out all the great stuff we're doing as well. But as always, I don't have a lot of time. I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time, so we're going to jump straight into it. So the first thing we're going to do, we're going to look at the we're going to listen to a report by CNBC, where they go over the jobs report. Because someone asked me an interesting question and said, Prince, what does the job report have to do with the stock market? And I thought about it, I said, you know what, that's a good question. So first, I'm going to let you guys hear a soundbite or a video for the people just catching the catching this on YouTube or whatever playback. And you're going to sit back and hear the latest job report from December. It's only about 2 minutes, so let's check it out.
312,000 jobs. Non-farm payrolls jumped by 312,000 jobs in December. The unemployment rate also rose to 3.9%, up from 3.7% the previous month. Average hourly earnings, they increased as well, up 11 cents to $27.48. That's a 0.4% increase month over month and a 3.2% increase over the year. Now, there were some big revisions for previous months as well. November jobs number was revised upward, 155,000 to 176,000 jobs. October also up, 237,000 to 274,000 jobs. Combined, that is 58,000 more jobs than had previously been reported. The three-month average for job gains now stands at 254,000 jobs. It was also a record month for job gains in healthcare. That sector added 50,000 jobs. That is the most ever since the Labor Department first started recording that series. Some other big sector movers include restaurant and bars, which were up 41,000, and construction jobs, up 38,000 jobs. Now, the labor force participation rate, that ticked up to 63.1%, up from 62.9%. The unemployment rate for adult men, that went up to 3.6% from 3.3%. The unemployment rate for blacks also up 6.6% from 6% the previous month. Now, the report also called out the large number of job leavers. These are people who quit their jobs or otherwise voluntarily left their work. Their ranks were up by 142,000 people in December. There are about 839,000 job leavers total. The Labor Department says that number is statistically significant and could have been one of the drivers for that increase in the unemployment rate. Guys, one reminder is that this report does not include the impact of the federal government shutdown. We'll see that in next month's report.
So as you heard in the jobs report, they listed out a couple of major things and why these things are important, right? So jobs reports are leading indicators. And what I mean by leading indicators, these are things that will tell you what's more likely to happen. You know, what's coming up next? You know, what is, you know, right now everybody wants to know what's happening next. What is the company about to do? The whole market trades off of the future. We think you're going to have good profits, good things like that. So one way to measure the economy is to look at job creation. How many jobs we have? What is unemployment rate? What's the participation rate? So as you can see in the jobs report, they singled out 312,000 jobs being added. The pay wages going up and things like that. Participation rate, unemployment went up a little bit because participation rate went up. But the thing about it is, when people have jobs, what do? Spend money. If I don't have a job, that means I'm not going to spend money. I can sit here and create the best product in the world. You can have the best restaurant in the world. But if I don't have any money to go and get your product, guess what? your product doesn't sell. When your product doesn't sell, guess what you start to do? You start to lay off workers. When you start to lay off workers, your workers that used to have a job, they don't go out and buy the new car they was going to buy. They don't go to the movies. When people don't go to the movies, what happens? The person who was at the movies, they don't go out and buy that new house. Who worked at the movies, they don't buy a new house. And the domino effect. So the thing about it is people must have jobs because jobs puts money in consumers' pockets. When consumers have money, they like to go out and buy. And when people have a good secure job, they're more likely to buy more. And when people buy more, one person's spending is another person's income. So when people buy more, companies make more. So this is a good leading indicator of how the economy is doing and how businesses will do if we have by watching the jobs report. So by seeing so many jobs being created, by seeing so many jobs being people, the wages going up because people are making more money. When people make more money, they spend more money. By watching the participation rate. The participation rate is how many people are actively in the workforce looking for jobs. Yes, unemployment went up a smidget, but they're not really concerned with that because of participation rate. Because new people, when you turn 16 years old, it's a good thing when people are looking for jobs. Because during any bad economy, people stop looking for jobs. So a good participation rate. So the reason why the market, when the Department of Labor puts this report out, people read this and dissect this because this is a good indicator of the future, you know, because people have to have jobs, nice paying jobs, consistent jobs, things like that. So by seeing people with jobs, when economists and investors see that you got a very good jobs report, that's a good sign for the economy, and that's a good job, that's a good sign for people spending on business in the future. The market gets happy and it has a rally if people are happy with the jobs report. People don't like the jobs report, that's why you see a decline. You know, unemployment rates going up, jobs are being cut, jobs are being lost. People get scared because they know it's going to affect the economy. This is a leading indicator. This is an indicator leading into what could be happening next. All right? So I hope that helped you guys out. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, a cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.